The unemployment rate in Southwest Alaska dropped significantly last month. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
The July unemployment rate in the Southwest region was 9.8%, which is down from the June rate of 12.4%. The lowest July unemployment rate in the region and statewide was the 1% recorded in the Bristol Bay Borough. Neil Freed is an economist with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. He says the Bristol Bay Borough can experience some of the largest shifts in unemployment in the state of Alaska.
Bristol Bay probably sees, if not the most dramatic, some of the most dramatic changes in the unemployment rate, you know, in Alaska during the course of a year. I mean, and the places that see the most dramatic are one of two places. Either they're very fishing related, or and in this case, very even salmon related, you know, sort of where one species is very dominant, or in some cases, very visitor related, like the Denali Borough would be a case in point.
The latest numbers from the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development shows that the highest unemployment rate in the Southwest region and statewide was the 22.6% in the Wade-Hampton census area. The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development reports that the July unemployment rate in the Anchorage area was 6.3%. Statewide, the July unemployment rate was 6.9%, which is down from the 7.6% rate recorded in June and the 7.3% rate in July of last year. When Alaska's unemployment rate is seasonally adjusted, it jumps to 7.7%, which is still well below the 9.5% rate recorded nationally. That means that Alaska's unemployment rate has been lower than the national rate for 21 consecutive months, which is unprecedented. Neil Freed expects that to continue.
I would say easily through the rest of this year, and you know what's going to what you know. I mean, and economies, of course, don't run on calendar years, but I would suspect it's going to last for a while. How far? That's impossible to know, but it's going to be with us for a while, unless something really dramatic happen. Typically, that's really would be unusual.
Many observers believe that the lower unemployment rates in Alaska compared to the lower 48 states has or will result in workers transitioning to Alaska for employment. Freed says that's definitely a possibility.
And it's always happened in the past. Even in more mild recessions, we've seen sort of a reverse in sort of migration patterns, which is what you'd probably expect. And my answer to that is yes, but it's fairly subtle. It's actually more subtle than I would have expected it to be. Given the depth of the national recession, I would have expected something more dramatic.
The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development notes that Alaska's unemployment rate continues to trend downward from its high of 8.6% in December of last year. The department reports that the weeks claimed for regular unemployment insurance benefits fell in July and was 5% below the levels just a year ago. But the number of weeks claimed for the extension programs are 90% higher than a year ago, which means that a growing number of claimants are filing for extended benefits. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.